The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
All right, flip me over, Mike.
It's John and Lance.
That's not pick-me-ish. I brought potato chips.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
Those are my friends.
For the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I didn't realize that we had calls. I just looked at my phone, and Sean said we got some callers. So we're going to get the calls in here. Jakey called in and then hung up. He wanted to talk some college football.
Jakey?
Jakey. I don't think it was Jenky. I think it was Jakey.
So not, he didn't call in just as Jake. He wanted
so
to be
if you're a grown man, shouldn't you become a Jake as opposed to a Jakey? Yeah. I see kids being, okay. Is hey, he, Jakey, get over here.
Was he a grown man?
Is he? That's a question. That's a
if
question.
He was 17 and wanted to...
Yeah, he's Jakey.
He could still be called Jakey.
I guess. But once you're a grown man, you know, who...
Yeah, your mother calls
the
you...
CEO of Exxon? Jakey? No.
Well, who runs the Jets? Brick? Or was yeah, the other right. one? Was who's the other one?
No.
Well, Bricky. Is he Bricky?
So, your mother calls you Jakey.
Yeah, that's right.
Your girl doesn't call you Jakey. The woman you Jakey. Decide to spend time with doesn't call you Jakey.
No.
No, that's a mom's name for you.
Yeah, right.
Unless the guy's,
you got to break away.
Yeah, you got to switch it up.
Break
yeah.
away from the – cut the umbilical cord.
Well, I thought it was the apron strings. But
the, apron.
The umbilical cord is a little – that's a little much. But whoever you are, Jakey, we
yeah,
welcome
call
your call.
Back.
Yeah,
call back. We like talking college football. Who's first, Sean? EJ?
Yes.
All right, let's get EJ in here. Hey, EJ, what's going on?
Hey, man, that's Coach AJ. Get it right.
Oh, Coach AJ called in earlier.
Oh, Coach, hey, what's up, AJ?
What's going on? Hey, man, happy pre-Father's Day weekend.
You too.
Hey, check this out, man. How's your son, Alex? What is his name? Wexler? How's your son? Is he going to get you a Father's Day gift?
Who? Adam Wexler?
Yeah.
He said, Adam Wexler? That's not our kid.
Adam Wexler.
That's not our kid.
Yes, sir.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I thought that was your son. He was always kind of trailing behind you and everything.
But around you?
Me? I think you.
Me?
That's been you, not me.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I never heard of this.
Adam Wexler?
John,
No, I don't remember Adam Wexler tailing around. I don't remember that, AJ. AJ.
It was a long time ago, man. Y'all guys are getting soft.
I don't remember him saying that.
That was my joke.
Oh, no, anyway. I get it. I don't know where the joke comes from. That's all we're saying.
Not that great, AJ.
You can say
you got to bring better material next time. You got to practice anyway, your stand up.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Where you guys are going to be? I know we talked about it yesterday. You said that
we're here right now. That's the only thing we know is right. We don't know. We still don't know. It only comes up.
Yeah.
They tell us like 2 weeks in advance. We got nothing planned right now.
Yep. No.
Okay.
No, I don't. Yeah. We'll let you know though, AJ.
We'll say it on the
keep
air.
Keep on listening. Yeah, we'll let you know where we're gonna be.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lance.
Appreciate.
Yeah.
What do you think about? You know, I used to coach Raheem Morris, and I played high school football with Todd Bowles. We're both from Elizabeth, New Jersey. What do you think the chances are if I got in touch with them to go to training camp? How does that work? You know.
You got to call every team's media relations director or send them an email, I guess. That's how it usually works. You got to talk to media relations director, and then the media relations director will talk to the head coach. I mean, it's not okay. – it happens all the time where head coaches will have, you know, coaches or friends or people, you know, associates come out. So, yeah, I mean, that's totally possible. You just have to get a hold of – so the guy who's in Tampa is Nelson Luis. And he used to be the Rockets media relations director when Jeff Van Gundy was head coach. So, yeah, he used to be Rockets media relations director. He's been at Tampa for a long time now. And he is he's there. So he lived in Houston for a minute. And that's where Todd Bowles is head coach. So you probably have a better opportunity. Where is Raheem again? I'm forgetting.
Raheem Morris?
Yeah.
He's in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, yeah. Yeah. Oh, and Atlanta's David Bassidy, who was at University of Houston.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the two media relations guys both have Houston ties, David Bassidy and then Nelson Luis. So that's your best opportunity is just to kind of Google their name, see if you can get an email and send them an email. And then they actually, I don't think it's crazy that they would, you know, have a media pass for you to or have a press pass or a camp pass is what it's called. Yeah, so that, I would do that.
Yeah. All right, AJ,
I appreciate it, JJ.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number. Let's get Elliot in here. Hey, Elliot, what's going on?
What up, fellas? Good morning. I want to give a shout-out to Joel's baseball stats in college. I heard Lance talking about how tremendous they were during the break the other day. So shout-out to Joel for his Hall of Fame college career. Is Dell sitting there? I got a question
I
for
am.
Him.
What's the question?
Are you going to Dance Gavin Dance tonight?
I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure I like the set list, so that's keeping me from
what?
This, you get to see what they played in previous
it's
shows.
It's the same songs over
it's
and over.
It's not the same songs. Because they have a new lead singer, they're probably not going to play some of the songs they would
Why
normally play.
Why would you even
play.
Go if it's a new lead singer?
Because, I like the band still. That's all. I like the music, but maybe these songs I'm not into.
You think John's going to Journey now that they've got a new singer? No.
Yes.
He's been to Journey
I've seen
before.
Him.
What are you talking about?
What do you think
about
him?
Seen the new
he actually
He's
sounds
good.
A lot like Steve Perry.
Yeah, he does. He does sound like
guys.
You're going. You're going to Dance
Gavin.
I'm
not sure I like
your
set list, so I'm probably not going.
You're going.
That's my answer, Elliot, right now. Probably not.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye out for you. If I see you, I'm going to come give you a hug. So I'll make sure.
Trust me, I will stand out
for you when I get
Elliot,
there. So
hit him with a forearm.
Trust
hit
me,
him
Elliot.
With an elbow.
It's not going to be very hard to find me in
elbow
that crowd.
Strike him. Elbow strike him.
I'm not going to hit him.
Absolutely. So. Hey, my question, right, beat though, and I'm sure y'all, my question, though, I'm sure y'all touched on this week, but with the whole Nick Caserio setting the market, if you will, on this contract he's given his players. Can y'all touch on that and what that's doing in the league, all these people holding out? Is this going to be a permanent, set the tone, fully guaranteed second-round draft pick contract, or is this not?
Yeah. The first thing, thanks for the call. The first thing you said was stupid, but that's a good question.
Which one? The staff thing
Joel
or the
baseball
dance, Gavin Dance? Okay.
No, that was a legitimate question if you were going. It shows that he listens and he knows that you listen. He knows that you listen to that band. That's actually a really good question because it is already causing massive upheaval. Very few second rounders. As of when we did the show on Tuesday, John?
Yeah.
Two guys had signed at 32.
Yeah.
Two of 32 had signed. Good players. Demetrius Knight. Obviously, well, Shamar is a first rounder, but I'm trying to remember all the second rounders. There's some good second rounders, and almost none of them are signed because this has completely upset the market. And every GM and owner is going to be like, what were you doing? You didn't have to. Like, why? Your feet weren't put to the fire. Like, what were you doing? Why would you do this? We already get crushed in second contracts. Why would you do this? It's like baseball. If somebody did something to give up club control or gave something or they offered something way above the standard for an arbitration number, all the other major league teams would be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We already get crushed once it gets outside the 6 year. This is our one bit of leverage. And now a second rounder fully guaranteed that Nick, that's why you're seeing NFL teams like, nah, that ain't it. We're not. This is not the standard. We're not doing this. Well, now you got battles between agents and GMs, and now every agent is gonna have to, you know, whoever the agent is for Jaden Higgins. Actually, I know who the agent is for Jaden Higgins. That guy's got a huge advantage over other agents
is
next year.
With the second rounders and all of the guys that are have con- this is the most contract disputes I remember at this time of year ever.
Ever. And the numbers are getting really high, so you can understand that. But also guys are trying to do things earlier than they used to, players are. Because Trey Hendrickson wants it now. And the Bengals are like, no, we ain't doing it now. You're under contract. So it used to be, you know, when you were under when your contract was up or whatever. Now it's, this is, and it's lasting. But this was unforeseen, all these guys not being signed. I've never seen this happen in NFL history. So Nick has caused some major, I'll bet you he's had some interesting conversations with GMs, especially at the owners' meetings. Because didn't that happen after he had already signed? I can't remember if he had already signed Higgins or not. I think he had maybe already done a deal with Higgins. If not, I guarantee you they'll have some comments for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this happened back in the day when Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Yeah.
He signed after his rookie year. They gave him a big deal, and boy, was Jerry Hunsaker pissed.
Yeah, that's
pissed.
Right.
Pissed. He was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is, you're ruining the system by doing the this. Now is, you're making it all.
Because the players have advantage in the second contract. Yeah. Same thing with NFL. Same thing with basketball.
Well, and the system is you go through the first 3 years, then you go through the arbitration years, and then you get your big deal.
Yeah.
They gave him a big deal after his rookie year, and it, and now
really
every
there was
guy,
no advantage to it either. Not really. Not after. It's one thing if you get 3 years deep and you try to tack on two more, you know, and you try to make it an 8 year deal for a guy like the Astros have done. That makes more sense. Doing it in 1 year, like what I don't remember. Was it like a nine? The only thing that makes sense is if you did at least an eight year deal.
Right.
And then you're putting yourself on the hook for guaranteed money for 8 years. I mean, it's dumb.
It's dumb.
It was actually extremely dumb. I didn't realize it at the time.
Well, is this Jaden Higgins deal done? Dumb?
Well, it's dumb in a sense that you know, the rookie, the CBA was created several years ago so that the rookie contract was slotted, all the rookie contracts.
Well,
and so
it's slotted, but it's all guaranteed. It's still slotted.
No, but it's not all guaranteed. And it's not much.
I'm saying Higgins is. What's the difference?
Well,
he's still slotted.
Well, because all of it is guaranteed.
Well, right.
And they don't want fully guaranteed second-round deals. They don't want that. And They don't want to go to the basketball model where guys, you have injuries and everything's
fully guaranteed.
Well, not
only injuries, but half the
second rounders
don't make it.
Yeah, guys a bust. Yeah, their bust rate is pretty is a lot higher than you would think. So it doesn't make any sense from a management standpoint. You're going to get beat on second contracts by good players. You want to keep at least some semblance of the CBA you negotiated. It's probably not going to – Nick looks at it as, he's going to play all 4 years of this anyway. The guy's not going to be a bust. We'll just give him the fully guaranteed contract. But somebody asked me, maybe Nick is playing 4D chess, and he did this so he can create problems for everyone else. Not really, because Nick has set a standard now. So next year, moving forward, all the second-round picks, if you're the agent, you have to ask for fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Like if Nick Caserio is negotiating with you, you got to say, we want fully guaranteed like Higgins. Got.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we're sitting out.
No, that's why all these second rounders are out.
Yeah, so Nick didn't do himself any favors unless he plans on from now, unless this is his new standard.
Yeah, no. Next year, his second rounder is going to,
you're
going to go,
if I'm a second rounder.
If you did it for Jaden Higgins, you can do it for me.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. Right now, though, I'm talking about Chastain 4. Chastain, I love Chastain 4. Actually, it's not that far from here, actually, 610 and 59. It's just a couple of exits down. It's two exits down. When you're traveling up 59, you get on 610, going east, and boom, you're right there. It's minutes from downtown. Actually, it's really, really close to here. And so if you're looking for the best way to get that Ford pickup or SUV, I'm telling you. Or if you're a business and you need another boxcar, whatever it is, they customize it perfectly for whatever you need. They've seen it all. They've seen it all at Chastain Ford. It's why, and this businesses all go to Chastain Ford to get their vehicles because they know they're going to get the best deal they can. They're going, and right now you got employee pricing. Everybody gets employee pricing. So that's just awesome, awesome, awesome. You get transparency, no add-ons, no markups, customize it perfectly for you, exactly what you want, what you need, not what they want to give you, not adding on, not marking up. Doesn't happen. Love Chastain Ford, bought my vehicles from there, and I'm going to continue to buy my vehicles from there. You should too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, literally 5 minutes from here, Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston's Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang with us. 713-780-3776. Live at East River 9, where we're getting, look, I got a cold brew. What do you got? Nothing. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you so much.
He's been had coffee.
How about
that? How about that?
He's been had coffee.
A little cold brew right here. You didn't get it here.
Ugh, so. I don't like cold brew.
Yeah. So here we are at East River 9. Astros win last night, 4-3. Hader gave up the home run in the ninth. It's the White Sox. You won 2 out of 3. Get out of here. You got Minnesota coming in town tonight. Carlos back in town. I mean, I still think.
I don't really think about it anymore.
I do.
It's
I
been
do.
A while.
I like having Carlos here.
I'm like, eh, whatever.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean,
don't care anymore.
But Carlos has got a special place here.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean?
That's fine. He's been gone since 21.
I know.
Move on to the next girl. Jeremy Pena's playing better than him this year.
Jeremy Pena's playing better than anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody this year.
Not damn near anyone but Aaron Judge and PCA. And there's a couple guys that are playing better than him. But
not a shortstop.
He's playing excellent.
Playing better than Bobby Witt.
Oh, better at shortstop? He's playing really well.
Yeah.
Now, Carlos is playing. Jeremy Pena is playing great. I love Carlos for everything he did, but we've already done our clapping when he comes in. Like, yay, standing ovation.
We're still
yay.
Always going to love him.
No, we're done with him.
No, he's old news.
Yeah,
what
old
do you
news.
Mean he's old?
He's a little weathered old in the news. Face.
So what? When Kyle Tucker comes in, what do you do?
What did he do
I don't like him as much as I like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just say, probably choking the playoffs. That's what I'll say. I'll just do this.
Golf, not
this
even
is not even a loud
clap.
Golf clap. This is how hard I'm going to clap.
That's it.
Almost nothing.
That's nothing.
And I like him.
What's your favorite Kyle Tucker moment?
Yeah.
What memorable Kyle Tucker moment?
Kyle Tucker hit a home run in the postseason once.
Congratulations.
When? What was the game?
He played against Seattle. He hit a moonshot.
In the wild card round?
Yeah, in the wild card round.
Division round, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What's
your
favorite World Series Kyle Tucker moment?
Yeah.
Niles will know something.
He did make the final out, right? He did catch the final.
Okay. Yeah. Niles or Nile? Jakey or Jake?
Oh, it's Nile.
It's singular.
Right.
Yeah. So
It's Nile Greenspan, I think. It's close enough.
Nile.
I can't give his real. I can't dox him.
Well, you sure? Kyle Tucker had the final out in the World Series. That's the moment.
Yeah,
he caught a pop up.
That's his moment.
A fly ball.
What about when Ryan Pressly comes back?
We got Gordon Brown and Walter going.
What? Ryan Pressly? We're acknowledging Ryan Pressly?
No. I don't want to boo him because mentally he's going to collapse.
Well,
except, you know what has happened with him?
What?
Apparently, he gave up an 8 spot for the Cubs on May 6th. On May 6th, he went to Hap.
He went
to what? He went to Hap, their outfielder.
Yeah.
And he said, what's going on? And he told him. He hasn't given up an earned run since then.
What do you mean he told
since
him?
Since May 6th. I don't know. Hap had something for him.
If Hap had a tell, he should have told his teammate earlier.
He probably should have.
AJ, do you know what's happening? Yeah, we all do.
What were you waiting on?
Well, can you tell me? Remember Roger said, well, it's a weird thing because Roger Clemens once told. Now, Roger is like one of the most competitive people in the history of sport. But Roger wouldn't tell hitters. He wouldn't talk to hitters because I don't know if I'm going to, you know, I won't be on this team forever. I may not be on this team. I can't give all my secrets away.
Exactly.
I'm like, Raj, if you got the book on one of your own players, a tell, you got to help him.
No, he won't. He won't. He wouldn't.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, apparently nobody would. And so he told him, Hap told Pressly something, and since then, 0 earned runs. Now, he does give up a hit almost every single outing. He doesn't have. He's
well,
only
he
got,
started off.
He's
really
only
bad,
got.
Yeah.
3 clean sheets since May 6th. He's got 1, 2, 3,
boy, you're
four,
right.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, here's
10,
the game where they piled
games.
It on him.
Yeah.
No innings pitched. 5 hits, 8 earned runs. No home runs. They were just beating the brakes off the ball all over the park.
Well, it was a lot like how he was here.
Yeah, but ever since then,
nothing.
No earned runs. You're right. Wow.
No, zero earned runs.
Took his ERA from 7.07 to 3.81.
Yeah, so Ryan Pressly has turned it around, people. So I think we – listen, Ryan Pressly was part of the best bullpen in Major League history, and he was the closer for it. That dude, he deserves a little love when he comes here.
So he'll get his tribute thing on the scoreboard, right? He'll get a video, right?
No. I would imagine, yeah.
The closer's not getting
a video. They started with him turning the lights out, and when he came into the game to Johnny Cash. Are you kidding me?
I don't think they'll give him a video highlight.
I think so?
Absolutely. Do they give him
and
all the
Kyle
time?
Tucker. They'll both give
him
video.
I don't ever pay attention. They give him all the time?
Tribute, huh?
They give him all the time, the video tributes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess
they give them to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lord knows you're doing a video tribute every year since everyone leaves us.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of video tributes.
Like Yuli got one last year. Maldonado got one.
Maldonado got one? Oh, yeah. Pressly would get one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was him and Dusty hugging.
Did Montero get one?
Is that all it was?
I mean, did
images of Dusty and Maldi hugging?
That was it.
Did Hector Neris get one?
I don't know.
Hector Neris did not get one, I don't think.
He was on the great bullpen, too. He was one of them.
Yeah, he was one of them.
Why wouldn't he have gotten one?
His tribute is when they brought him back last year.
That's what I'm saying.
When he was on the roster.
Where was he? White Sox? Did he get one when he came back with the team that he was with before he got cut?
I don't know that. I just think they say, hey, do you want a roster spot or video?
Carlos got one.
And he took the roster spot.
First time he was back here.
Carlos should.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they went to his watch.
Winston said, it's Carlos time.
It's Carlos time.
He said, it's Carlos time. Carlos was clutch. Carlos has a space in our heart. We just don't have to give Carlos foot massages every time he comes back because he's our best friend and our little crazy little lover. Jeremy Pena's our guy. We moved on from Carlos.
Lover.
Yeah, that's Carlos. Thanks for everything you did. We had an amicable divorce. But right now we're dating Jeremy Pena. Actually, we're married to Jeremy Pena. He's a young guy going to get a long-term contract like all the young good players do. And where he's with us forever, as long as he signs it early and at a discount.
We're married to him like Hollywood people get married to their spouses.
Yes.
That's how we're married.
That's true. That's Major League Baseball marriage. It's going to end in divorce. You just don't know when.
Yeah.
It could be after 20 years. Some Hollywood couples get divorced after 17 years, and you're like, man, that's a hell of a run.
Well, that's Altuve.
No, Altuve will be – Altuve's going to ride it all the way in.
That's Tom Hanks and Rita.
That's Altuve. Yeah.
That's Curt and Goldie.
Yeah, that's not breaking up.
No, that's not breaking up ever.
Yeah.
No, but Carlos was Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Okay.
Yeah. No. He's only been with two teams. I mean, other teams wanted him. He just didn't. The injuries just great. Ben and J-Lo, he's never come back. Hector Neris is J-Lo, and we're Ben Affleck. Or we're J-Lo.
He's Ben Affleck.
Yeah, we brought him back. And we broke up again.
Yeah.
Just like they did. So Hector Neris is the Ben Affleck of this in this scenario. We're the J-Los. The Astros are the J-Los.
Hector Neris is Ben Affleck?
He came back.
I know he came back.
He broke up and he came back. That's
how Hector Neris ain't Ben
Affleck. If you are going to make that scenario, you have to make it correctly.
Of course, Ben Affleck hasn't been made all great movies, but okay.
Or Machete.
Machete.
Maldonado was the Ben Affleck.
We brought him back.
Maldonado was. Stayed around for a little while. And now he's got to go again.
Yeah, he's J-Lo.
He had to go. We're Ben Affleck?
Well.
No, we want to be the J-Lo. J-Lo is more.
More desirable?
Yeah. J-Lo's more desirable than Ben Affleck. She's got more money. She's the bigger star.
Yeah, but now.
Internationally. And we got international players.
She's still going pretty good.
And we're still going pretty good right now.
Maldonado ain't. Yeah.
No.
Right.
Affleck's doing fine, but we're the J-Lo.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the J-Lo in this scenario.
Okay. All right.
More coveted.
We are. We're more coveted.
Right.
And we cheat.
Does J-Lo cheat?
I don't know that J-Lo's a cheater, but
Ben Affleck is. Now you've thrown a different. Now we're Ben Affleck.
No, I don't know if he got caught.
Oh, yes, cheating. He did with Jennifer Garner. He got caught with the nanny.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you cheated with another team. That's Carlos Beltran.
What?
Okay. Yeah, he wasn't on our team at that time, but he treated. If we're J-Lo, what do we care that he cheated on Jennifer Garner?
I get
very literal about it. I love doing these. I love going down these rabbit holes because me and Solis can do this for like hours. But I also get very literal.
Yes. Well, he cheated. Okay.
Carlos Beltran was Ben Affleck. We had him. He's gone. He comes back. He cheated.
Wait,
he's gone.
Are we Jennifer Garner now or J-Lo?
I don't know. I don't know how this is.
Wow.
Which one are we?
I don't know,
now?
But the cheating you threw in just kind of screwed up my whole thing because now I'm like, man.
We're Jennifer Garner now.
I don't want to be Jennifer Garner.
Why?
What's in your wallet? Yeah. What is she doing? That commercial, that's it.
The extras are in your wallet. Wait a minute. The extras are in your wallet all the
time.
She's
in an Apple show coming back for a second season as well.
Nah, Jennifer Garner's been she's been doing.
What is J-Lo doing?
She's doing Capital One commercials.
Oh, you mean earning money?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a working actress. She's doing commercials. J-Lo's doing world tours.
And she's got an Apple TV show.
Stop. She's doing world tours. J-Lo's way ahead of
Jennifer
Garner.
What is J-Lo doing world tours?
Jennifer Garner.
Probably.
You just made that up.
Yeah, but it's probably right. It's probably right.
Didn't Jennifer Garner do it where she kicked everybody's ass in a movie?
Yeah,
that's the Astros.
She did.
Kicking everybody's ass.
She was on J-Lo. She was a spy, an alias. I don't think Jennifer Lopez is doing world tours. Not currently.
Well, she has. Well, she hit a gun for Diddy once, so you know she's down.
Well, everybody in the country hates the Astros, so it ain't.
It's not Jennifer Garner.
That's not Jennifer
Garner.
We're
more likely Jennifer Lopez than we are Garner.
You know, everyone doesn't hate Jennifer Lopez.
She's not.
We're one of the Kardashians. We're a Kardashian.
Oh.
We got a.
Oh, and he's. And we had. Oh, what's his name? Lamar Odom. Gone and back. We're the Kardashians. We are that big Kardashian. That got
Chloe?
Small. Yeah. We're the one that had a glow up. She doesn't look the same anymore.
Well, yeah. She did stuff to make herself look
better. Well, that's the Astros. We don't look the same.
We don't look the same. We've had work done, only it's not as good.
Wait a minute.
We were better before.
J-Lo, Garner, now
we're
Chloe
moving
Kardashian.
We're moving backwards. Yeah, but
we are.
But the Kardashians have made Kardashians have made a ton of money.
It's true.
They've had success.
Yeah, we used to be.
Hey, we're Deborah Messing. Just start naming actresses.
We're not Deborah.
Just start naming actresses.
Oh, my God. We got Messing. Okay, we got people on hold. We got a break. We got to talk
about
this.
They
want to
talk about this.
John Daspit.
You know, John Daspit is the people's lawyer, a personal injury lawyer. I see these commercials all the time. The first time I met John Daspit, he's like, look, I do personal injury. I just want you to know. I didn't even get to the second sentence. He goes, I want you to know I'm not like those other guys. I'm not doing these crazy commercials. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. He goes, my business. You know, he came over from Fulbright Jaworski, which is that what it was? He came from Fulbright. He was a lawyer over there and said, you know what? I'm going to go work for myself. I'm going to go into this law and start for myself. He got his law degree at University of Houston, did his undergrad at University of Texas. Had 2 degrees from there. John's a smart guy. He's sharp. He's driven. And he works hard. And he demands that of his lawyers, too. All the lawyers he hires, and he hires the most in the city, he demands that they work hard for you so that you get fair representation and somebody who's going to fight and win for you at a very high level. So those insurance companies who are trying to squeeze you, they're going to have to give you a fair settlement where they pay for the time missed from work, for injury. They pay for all of your hospital bills and medical bills and bills to come. When there's going to be, you know, physical therapy, and he is going to get you a good pain and suffering settlement, because for a lot of people, this is going to be something that sticks with you for the rest of your life. Even if you don't have insurance, your medical insurance, make sure you get to the doctors. John will get the bills taken care of for you, and that'll get recompensated. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. 713, call now or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
For the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here live at East River 9, where you sign up. That's all you have to do. Come on over. The promo table, we are ready for you. All you need to do is come and sign up, and you could win those e-bikes, okay? E-bikes, electric bikes. get on over here and hang out with us at East River 9. East River 9 is your place to get your concerts on. They got music tonight and tomorrow from 7 till 9. Come on out and listen to the music. The crawfish boil tomorrow. Make your tea time. Call up here at East River 9, East River, the number 9.com. You can go on the website. Make your tea time for tonight. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Lights here, so you can play night golf, play night pickleball, the bar, restaurant, just wonderful. Great place. Great, great, great place. We love it.
You got some callers, right?
No. Los Salsa hung up. Oh. Anybody want in? 713, call now, right now. Shawnee will get you in. We'll get you in right away. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Pacers and Thunder tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, because they got another one Sunday? It's got to be, because of TV.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
Who do you like?
They don't play till Monday.
Not till Monday?
They're really skipping a Sunday?
2 days off, yeah. I was surprised by it, too. Well, Sunday's normally their day.
They're staying steady to the, Game 7 is going to be a Sunday then, if there is one.
Monday, Thursday, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I kind of like when somebody's, is that your, that's right here. Yeah, turn that down. I like Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma City, they're the favorite, but I think Oklahoma City comes back and handles business. But, you know, if you don't, you have to get out on top. If you don't get out on top of Indiana and stay on top and it gets close like it did last game, I think the same thing could happen.
How about the way they close?
I mean, Indiana's a closer, and they've got a loud crowd. Yep. And they got a lot of – it's loud.
They've never won before, so this is this is a place they're not used to being.
That's another one of those places that, like Oklahoma City, it's a rare instance where you got rabid fans. Rabid fans. Indiana has the Colts, and they have, you know, the Pacers. And for professional sports, there is no baseball team.
Oh, the Fever. You're not going to. Okay.
Well, they have the Fever, but the Fever don't count when Caitlin Clark isn't there.
They do count.
Okay? Do they?
They got their asses handed to them.
Can you tell me one of their other players?
Yeah.
Who?
Martha.
No.
Okay, Martha, that's a good one.
It's not a Martha. There's an Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. That's a Martha Aaliyah.
No. No, it's not Martha Aaliyah.
Martha Aaliyah.
Right.
Aaliyah Boston.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, who's that blonde girl?
Lexi Hull, is that what her name is?
Nah, somebody else.
That's a female golfer.
No, it's an American basketball. Lexi Hull, the blonde girl.
Oh.
With the ponytail?
Sometimes, I guess.
There was one that
Nah, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
That's not her, but...
No,
ponytail. But Caitlin's looking at her from the bench.
No. The one that was sitting next to Caitlin in street clothes, too. And she's hurt, too.
Oh, maybe
yeah,
so.
She was... Yeah.
So it sounds like...
Yeah, she was hot.
What did you say?
Yeah, who's that girl?
That's Lexi Hull.
That is her? Yeah. Oh, it may be her.
Yeah, I think maybe she's injured, too. But yeah.
Well, I just know this. The fan bases there are both rabid and loud. They've got some loud fans on both. Like, that's why that home court, I was surprised. For Oklahoma City, if they lose the finals because they blew a 20-point lead and a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, if they lose the finals because of that, oh, man. And for Indiana, that's just what they've done
throughout the
playoffs.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Is this the girl you're talking about?
Oh, no, that's the girl. Cunningham. That's the girl.
Who's injured as well?
Uh-huh.
Is that the one that's hot that was sitting next to her?
Well, I don't really describe athletes that way.
Right.
Oh.
We don't say
she's
hot.
The one who's injured and not
women
playing.
Do women say that? Oh, yes. Tom Brady, he's hot. I like him.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
But it just comes
off. They can do it, we can do it.
It just comes off different when you do it.
Those people can do it, we can do it.
Those people generally, and that's their fight, aren't on radio shows doing it.
Oh.
They may be doing it in private.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. Time to bring in Keith. He wants to talk about the NFL. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys, happy Friday holiday show. I'm really, really intrigued, Lance. I want to get your insight on this Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart situation in Cincinnati. You know, obviously Trey's not signed, looking for an extension. Well, he should get extended. But the Shamar Stewart thing, he talks through, like, okay, if he sits out a year, if he decides not to play, you know, the process of potentially reentering the 2026 draft. And the whole Bengals situation as a whole seems like a disaster.
Yeah, the Bengals are basically trying to hold the line. They're saying in two instances, they're saying you're under contract, Trey Hendrickson. You're not going to push us around and force us to trade you. And the Shamar Stewart thing is kind of weird because it's not that much money, relatively speaking. But the Bengals are saying no, we're gonna sit tight to our guns on what we believe is a fair contract, and we're not giving in there. Both guys play the same outside pass rush position. They're both very needed this year. I think something's going to get done, but the Bengals are one of those cash poor teams that they have to operate. Their operating costs are very they don't draw from another revenue source where this is just a fun money for them. This is their livelihood. They're going to stay. At some point, this was bound to happen with the financial stuff going as far north as quickly as it is going in sports now. Like, it's not a gradual ascension anymore. It's massive ascension very, very quickly. It was bound to be where some teams were going to have to – there'd be a breaking point where they were going to have to hold the line. And I guess the Bengals are there. But I don't know. Like, you can't – if you trade Trey Hendrickson, if you weren't very good, that's one thing. But you got Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase. You just gave T. Higgins a bunch of money. Those three guys make a ton of money. To have a chance to win in that division, you got to have a little bit of pass rush. I get why they don't want to. He's under contract. And they're like, Trey, we gave you a free agent deal when you came over from, where was it, the Saints? We gave you a free agent deal. We want you to play out your deal. And we can't afford to trade you because you're too good. You had 17.5 sacks last year. You led the NFL. We got to have somebody rush the passer because we think we got a team that can go a long way with this offense.
I totally get it. The Bengals, though. I mean.
Because they're cheap.
Yeah,
I think it always rubs team. You know, my dad was with the Cardinals. They're a cheap organization. Yeah. There's some that
Anytime
are just
it's
known.
Family owned.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
The main
and that's the
source.
Business. Yeah, I mean, I say cheap. They're frugal relative to the rest of the NFL. It's cheaper. They cut some corners here and there. They're a little more. Look, you don't have to be stupid with your money. At some point, you got to pick your fights wisely, though. Trey Hendrickson. It takes two to tango. I'm sure the Bengals would love to give him an extension. I don't know if they can afford him, frankly, after the deals for Burrow, Chase, and T. Higgins. I really don't know if they can afford him anymore, what Trey Hendrickson's going to want. I'm sure they'd love to give him a two-year extension. If you're Trey Hendrickson, why am I taking a two-year extension? I'm not taking that. Yeah. So he's going to have to eventually come in unless he wants to. If I'm the Bengals, I sit tight and say, look, if you don't play, we're in trouble pass rush-wise, but you're also not going to get paid.
Yep.
Apparently, Shamar Stewart, we've played clips from what he said, but he also told media that it's very easy to sit in this spot because the veterans and star players said you're doing the right thing. Like, people in that locker room are saying you're doing the right
thing. And that's a big one,
yeah.
To have them on your side.
I mean, we haven't even started. I mean, it was meaningless mini camps.
But think about
and OTAs.
What the Bengals have done to themselves. And Sean and I talked about this. If they would have just given Jamar Chase his money, when he asked for it and put him at the top of the pile as far as receivers, they probably wouldn't have been forced to pay T. Higgins. But instead, they made him wait, and then Jamar Chase goes, if you don't pay T., I'm not staying. So they went from not wanting to pay T., but eventually getting to Jamar, to having to pay them both.
Yeah.
And now it's affecting Trey Hendrickson. The Shamar Stewart thing, I think, is just weird. They're just being the Bengals. But they've been playing these games with their best players outside of Joe Burrow for a time. And now they've got two receivers they're playing top of the market money when they barely wanted to pay one. But you weren't going to be able to lose Chase, so they got forced into it. And look, I'm a hater of Joe Burrow because of you, John. But I put
you make us hate him.
Yeah, you make us hate him. But Joe Burrow, I give him credit for this. He's elevated that dysfunctional franchise to a point where I would put him ahead of Josh Allen because Josh Allen didn't have to deal with Bengals stuff. The fact that Joe Burrow can be successful in Cincinnati,
it's amazing.
Kind of speaks to what he is as a player.
You know, it's kind of funny, though. The Bengals, they've had a history. They had Kenny Anderson.
Yeah,
and
Andy Dalton,
Boomer. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but
They had wins under, like, Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
Actually had playoff
just
appearances.
Just could never win a playoff game.
Yeah, they haven't been terrible.
They haven't been terrible.
They're known as, like, this sad sack organization, but they're really not.
They're not.
They're not, at least on the field.
They operate like one that.
A little bit.
Which is weird, considering they do have success in different ways, and Joe Burrow's at least the last 5 years or so has been really, really good for them.
Let's get Nick in here. He wants to talk a little NHL. What do you say, Nick?
Hey, guys. Good morning, Buongiorno.
Nick Ricciuso.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? How are you doing over there?
I'm doing great. I'm listening to you guys this morning, and I'm hearing J-Lo talk and Jennifer this and that, and then I'm hearing women's basketball. Really, guys? I mean, does anybody pay attention to this Stanley Cup final? It has been freaking amazing. Last night was nuts, especially if you took Edmonton at plus money. I'm just telling you right now. They were down 3-0 in the first period.
First.
Come back, get tied up 3-3, then go ahead 4-3. Florida ties it up with 19 seconds left in the game. So you're thinking, oh, geez, there goes my weekend. But what happens?
That's what I was thinking.
Three of the four, Nick, have gone to overtime so far. This is considered so far, it's on pace to be one of the greatest Stanley Cups ever. Three, because there's great players in it.
And last year four went to overtime. Seven. This is a rematch of a series that went to seven where the Panthers were up 3-0, and the Edmonton came back tied. The Panthers won it on home ice. So we've got two great Stanley Cups in a row. And we talked about it early. We did.
We talked about J-Lo and Caitlin Clark.
Did we really talk women's basketball, though, or did we try to figure out who the blonde was? There's a difference. Oh, Sophie Cunningham. Well, there you go.
Right.
Yeah, that's all we were talking about.
That's our version of talking women's basketball.
This has been a great Stanley Cup, but, you know.
Yeah. No,
we
Nick.
We don't have a team.
Congratulations
here.
On your win last night, pal.
Thank you. No, I can't get up super early and listen to you guys early part of the show. I catch the second half, you know? You guys start talking way too early for me. So, you know, sometimes you have to rehash the stuff that I want to hear in the second half of the show, okay?
We really do. We got to start rolling back. We got to call back stuff. We've talked very little Astros since the first segment.
Right.
If you were tuning in for Astros talk, you don't get any.
Because we
2 hours
about
in.
It. Right.
Because we gave you the first segment. That's all you get. That's all you just get.
Hey, take it and like it.
That's all you just get.
Just take it and like it, okay? That's the way it is.
That's
how we give it to you. That's how you take it.
We get it, John. Thanks. We get it.
Nick.
All right.
Well, have a big weekend, pal. Everybody get on over to Nick's Place and watch the game.
Watch the Club World Cup at Nick's Place.
Club World Cup, Nick.
That's right, baby. We got all the matches. I paid the whole thing, man. We got all the matches. So, come on.
See?
Let's get on over there. Yeah, that delicious pizza that calzone to die for at Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge. He got a commercial out of it.
That's what he called it for.
I know. What are you doing?
That's what he does. Thanks, Nick. That's our boy right there. That's our boy, Nick, right there. And you know who else is our boy? Billy Brown. Billy Brown, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Nick, you got any problems plumbing-wise, you call our guy Billy, okay, and let him know that you got a problem. And if you've got a business or you've got it at your house, doesn't matter. Billy Brown could do whatever. As long as it has to do with plumbing, Billy Brown can be there for you absolutely free, come into your place, give you the estimate, and take care of your business, okay? Billy Brown is awesome in that way. Now, we're at a golf course. He's not awesome at that. He sucks, really, if you want to know the truth, at golf. But that's okay. I want my plumber to suck at golf. That means he's not playing golf all the time. He's worried about plumbing, okay, and doing a great job there. He's not worried about hitting a little ball in a hole. He's worried about making sure the brown goes down every single time. And that's what happens at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from East River 9 as part of ESPN Houston Summer Circuit.
Presented in part by our grand prize sponsor, Power On E-Bikes.
From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Live at East River 9. Come on by. Skyler's over here. Hey, listen, if you're a very big person. That's all we have here.
What do you mean? Oh.
What are you talking about?
She's got a 3X shirt over here.
Yeah, we ran out of the other ones.
That's Skyler. It's a white one. It's a cool one. I was going to steal it, and I'm like, 3X? How am I going to fit in that?
Well, for someone who wants a comfortable sleeping shirt, there it is.
Sleeping shirt?
Well, that's a little more than a sleeping shirt.
What maybe it shrinks two sizes.
Yeah, maybe when you wash
it. What do you think?
It.
We got big listeners over here?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It's not a bad
assumption. Triple. Look at Niall. Yeah, Niall went like this. He got some. He's got some. He's had a little calzone over there at Niall.
Let's bring back Astros talk.
Okay.
Shall we?
Isak Paredes left the game last night.
Yes, that's a problem.
That's scary. It appeared to be at the back of his hamstring-ish. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. But Joe didn't know, but he said he was going to get – Isak told Joe last night that he would be back tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. No problem. Okay,
yeah,
we'll see.
No one in part of that organization has ever misdiagnosed anything. It's never happened. Player, training staff, managers, they've never.
If he says he's coming back, I got to trust.
Yeah.
Well, he said it, not the Astros, right?
Yeah.
Who said it?
Isak said it.
Oh, that's more.
But you can't trust a player on that.
No, you can't.
You can't trust
the whole
player.
Point is you don't let them make the decision.
No. We'll probably not see Isak for another 7 months. But.
So you think it's a complete rip off the bone?
Well, who knows? It's the Astros. Who knows? Okay. No idea, and they have no idea. It seems like they've been messing up lately, and the injuries. It just feels that way to me.
Do you want to check the papers of their doctors? Like, what school did you go to? What,
wow.
What did you graduate from?
That's a little disrespectful.
No, I'm talking about diplomas.
Huh?
The diplomas. What? Are you a real medical doctor?
Are you catch me if you can?
Shouldn't that be up for debate?
You think that they're...
Did you go to the school of Leo DiCaprio? I need to know. I need to see you in class. I need to see you in a graduation video, something. There needs to be proof. Because at this point, it's almost like the guys are treating themselves.
Yeah. listen, this is a problem. And unfortunately, we got a guy that we need. He's having himself a nice year. Okay? He's been everything that we wanted him to be. He's on pace for 30. So, I mean, we can't afford to have him, you know, leaving a game like this. We need him back.
Can't have him and Yordan be gone.
Right?
Like, that's too much power gone. You just can't have that. I mean, Yordan thing just – I try not to think about it because it gets me a little ticked off.
Nothing. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing from Yordan all year long. Nothing.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you get him back for the end of the race – you know, from the midpoint to the end.
He's still got a 4.5 game lead.
Yeah.
Without all those pitchers and without Yordan.
Honestly, I'd rather have hot Yordan at the end of the year than beginning of the year, so whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, is that hand ever
we'll find out.
Is it ever really going to?
He's only had three hand injuries so far.
And he only had to get 10% better, right?
Yeah, they were saying 70%. Then right now, 60% healed. They want him to get to 70%, and then he can deal with the pain maybe.
Yeah, if he can deal with the pain, it's not going to hurt. It's not going
to. As opposed to getting fully healed.
No. If you got a lead in a bad division, let's let him get beyond 70.
Can I ask a question?
And by the way,
how long does it take to get 10% better? Because it's
already
a couple 3 weeks now.
Well, let me ask you this.
It is broken.
How did he get how did the fracture develop? He got hit on the hand?
No.
That's my concern. He had to have hand surgery on both hands. And now he's got a fracture from and he wasn't even hit.
And he got
bones just break? this guy has serious injury concerns. Serious injury concerns that they better think about.
It's been a couple weeks. Are we sure he still has the hand?
Do you think it's been cut off or something?
He's got a hand.
He lost a hand?
It's the Astros. I'm not sure how they would diagnose and fix a hand injury.
He's got a hand.
Are we sure? No, I know he has one, but does he have the
other one? I want to know how long 10% takes.
So
what is this, a 7-year injury?
So you think he should be
10% should be in a week.
You think he should be gritting this out now, playing right now?
Yeah.
Though?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I would ask.
Not me.
I would ask to be 100% healed.
I'm going to 85.
I don't even need that in a bad division. As you said, get 100% healed, and then come back and play. That's all. Why can't we have our players be 100% healed before they play?
I need my Yordan back. That's what I need.
I don't know.
Without Isak now, Now you got no Esoc.
Shea,
now you got,
it's Whitcomb time. Don't worry.
You got great. We got Shea. Four errors at third tonight. Okay.
That was one time, John.
I know. He was never going to let him forget his four-error game.
Oh, wow.
One time.
It doesn't take a lot of times, Dell. Four errors in a game.
Four errors in a game is seems like a lot to me.
That seems like a ton.
It doesn't seem like that's great defensively. Esoc's been great defensively.
Not ideal.
Jeremy's been great defensively. Second base has not been a problem. Even though, you know, they think Jose Altuve is like...
And he made a leaping catch. It's only a leaping catch because he's not a tall person. But it was a leaping catch yesterday.
A regular guy would have.
Yeah, it would have been fine. A regular left fielder would have made that play.
You know who's been a little disappointing of the is Christian Walker. That's a gold glove first baseman. He hasn't been great.
Nah, he's been average. He's been all right. He's not a gold glover right now.
No. And he had a 1-for-4 last night. Got to get that bat going, man. They need. I saw an article yesterday.
They had three hits a game before.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean.
Four of his last eight. 500's not good enough for you?
They said something to the effect of if Christian Walker doesn't get going, then it changes the Astros trade deadline, what they'll do at the trade deadline.
Who said that?
That there was an article this morning.
Nah, that article's not. You think that article makes any sense?
Well, I don't see the Astros doing much, period.
It sounds like a Yard Barker aggregation article. That doesn't make any sense. What does it trade? What
well,
does it change?
Do you have to get it? Well, the question is,
are going
to
give some prospects in for another rental? No.
Well,
that's
do you have to bring a bat in?
No.
If Christian Walker doesn't hit.
Jordan's coming. Unless you think Jordan's out for the year, no. No, you've had Yuli there. You won a World Series. Yuli didn't hit the whole year.
Yeah, it's from Chandler Rome, not a Yard Barker.
Oh, well, he's legit. But still, I don't care. You didn't know.
Well, but what is his point? What changes if Christian Walker doesn't start hitting?
Nothing changes.
You have to bring a hitter. You're going to bring in another first baseman?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Saying if he picks it up, it would lessen their willingness to go add a bat to the lineup. He's saying, so if you have this bat, then you don't feel desperate to go get another.
I think Jordan is the answer to that.
Including Jordan in the equation when he comes back. So if Walker's ready to go or picks it up, then while Jordan either gets hot or is working his way back in, you don't feel the desperation at the deadline to acquire back because you know Walker's done for the rest of the year. You need the extra lift. So Walker puts less strain on them to make a move.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. I think Jordan is a much bigger issue. If he comes back, then you know Christian Walker can.
Jeremy Pena looks seventh. Like Jeremy's going to have a good year. Jake is probably going to be pretty good. What level we'll see?
But Jake is going to fall off a little now.
He is. Well, there's going to be a regression to the mean. You just hope the mean has raised over time.
Right.
I've never bought into the Jake's going to have a great year thing because it's just historically it's not going to be close.
No.
But he's going to be better than he's been throughout the history of Jake Myers.
Yeah.
I think that's safe.
Yeah.
Pena's good. Paredes will come back and
Altuve,
be good offensively. Altuve is going to be fine. Like, you know, the lineup is not as great. And Christian Walker's a big part of needing to be there. Well, Yiner Diaz will be fine. It's not going to be as good as it's been in the past, and your starting pitching is not as good. You don't have the same odds of winning the ALCS that you usually have. No. That's just the truth. But I'm not giving away more prospects just for rentals. You did it with Kikuchi. You don't need to do it again.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We got to talk about Air Team. I love Air Team. I love what Air Team has done for me. Air Team was awesome. Air Team came to my house and installed two air conditioners for us and loved what they did. I mean, they're so professional, so great. I wish I had known about them. I wish I had known that they could come and look at my air conditioning unit and make it and fix it. Whatever the problem I had, was it Freon? Was it a line? Was it needed to be cleaned out, whatever the case may be? But for a low, low price, they will come and they will inspect your air conditioner. And don't do like I did, just ignore it. Do this so that you don't have to replace your air conditioner. It was like a big, big mistake, okay, financially. What you want is to make sure that you get your your air conditioner working. Make sure it's working properly so you don't have to replace it. And if you do have to replace, either way, Air Team is the people for you. You're looking for a great air conditioning company. I love what they did for me. You'll love what they do for you. AirTeamLTD.com. That's AirTeamLTD.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.